This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Welcome to the loft. It's our own private oasis.
No messy hotel bills. No questionable credit card activity. Accepting a key to the loft means you accept the rules to the loft. Tell nobody. Have fun.
Know who she is?
Of course not.
We gotta call the cops.
Think about our wife.
There's a dead woman here, Vince.
Okay, here's the deal. In the new film, The Loft, a group of five friends share a downtown loft apartment where they can bring their affairs and tryst without fear of their wives finding a suspicious hotel charge on their statements. However, when they discover a dead woman in the loft, they realize someone among them must be a murderer. Though it has an intriguing setup, the biggest sin that The Loft commits is populating itself with characters who are just different shades of sleaze. No one is likable, and that goes for the wives and the girlfriend of these fine gentlemen. I honestly couldn't care less if they all went to jail for a murder they didn't commit. Featuring some decent actors like Carl Urban and James Marsden, as well as some pretty terrible ones like Isabel Lucas, who can barely chew through her own dialogue without sounding like she's learned the lines phonetically, The Loft is passive and forgettable. The Loft gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.